Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com. Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
And welcome to an emergency episode of the Talking Chop podcast. I am your host, Brad Roland, coming to you solo on a Sunday morning. Our plans for the podcast were a bit derailed. There'll be plenty of Road to Atlanta coverage about the MLB draft in the next couple of days, and then myself and a guest or a co-host, however you want to say that, will be coming up later, like middle of the week was our plan. But then big news dropped on Saturday night, very, very late into Sunday morning. And that is the news that Ronald Acuna has torn his ACL. That is obviously excruciating news for everyone involved, Braves fans, the Braves, especially Ronald Acuna. It's his right knee. The video you probably have seen at this point in time, the folks at Bally Sports tweeted out the full 5-minute reaction that included Ronald suffering the injury as well as trying to walk off the field, being unable to, breaking down emotionally. That was tough to watch. I wouldn't watch it more than once if you were going to watch it at all. But the reality is that the Braves then announced things on Saturday night that Ronald was going to be out. It's not just a report. It's been announced by the Braves. And this was the worst case scenario, obviously. I mean, I guess it could have been every ligament in the knee if you want to be a pessimist. But the hope going into Saturday night, at least for me, was that potentially he just hyperextended his knee. We've seen that in certain instances where it looks like it could be an ACL, and you know, miraculously the ligaments do not break down. But the Braves announced that it's going to be season-ending surgery as of middle of July. No surprise there. Jeff Passan of ESPN reported a 9 to 10 month timeline for Ronald Acuna. That is actually a little bit less than you would think. Traditionally, it's seen as a 1-year injury, so maybe that's a little bit optimistic. 9 months would take him into the middle of April next year, 10 months into the middle of May, and so on. So in terms of the 2022 season, there is it seems to be optimism that he can be a significant contributor for the Braves next year. But even then, it's so early that I don't want to even speculate too much on that. But at least it's not a full, you know, season and a half long injury at this moment in time. But regardless, he's going to be out for the rest of this season. And while it goes without saying that Acuna's loss is significant, he has been an incredible player for Atlanta, their best player this season. I'm going to run down a few numbers for you here, sort of tell you how good he has been, especially when you take into account the fact that he is still a very young baseball player. The fact that he's able to do all of this at the age of 23, he will not even be 24 until December. Keep that always in mind about him. I know he's been around for a long time, but he's still very, very young. A quick rundown here. So at the time of the injury, as of this morning, Ronald Acuña is second in the National League in Fangraphs WAR among position players at 4.0 in 82 games. That's effectively an 8-win pace for him, which is tremendous. He is third in home runs with 24. He is number one in the National League in runs scored with 72. Tied for third in stolen bases with 17. Tied for fourth in OBP at 394. And second by himself in slugging at 596. Tied for second in WRC Plus at 161. Even top 10 in batting average, number 2 in OPS, 4th in total bases, 5th in walks. I could keep going, but it tells you that Ronald Acuña may not have been the MVP for sure this year, particularly because the Braves have struggled a little bit, and that usually matters in the MVP voting to some degree, but he is one of the best players in baseball. If you want to make an argument that he's the best player in baseball, you probably could do that. This year, it's probably been Shohei Ohtani, who's been ridiculous, or Jacob deGrom, but at the very least, I would say Acuña is one of the top five players that you would rather have on your roster moving forward in the entire league. And he's been, if not the brightest spot for the Braves, I think pretty clearly the brightest spot for the Braves, honestly. There's not even a qualifier there. And this news is even more, you know, nothing's more brutal than this. But it's one of those things where throughout the season, I'm not the first person to make this point. Many people have said this in the last, you know, couple of hours since this news broke. But throughout this pretty frustrating season for the Braves, a lot of the optimism has been drawn from Ronald Acuña. A lot of sentiment about, you know, kind of at least the Braves have Acuña kind of stuff when they were down in the dumps and losing and in frustrating fashion. And he's just been this bright light for the organization throughout. And now, I guess ironically, on some level, the Braves have had their, you know, one of their best stretches of the entire season so far in the last couple of days. And right as that happens, their best player goes down for the season. So in terms of fallout, there's plenty to get into. I don't want to dive in crazy deep here, but at the moment, when I'm recording this on Sunday, the Braves have now climbed their way back up to 44-44 on the season, which does not sound fantastic, but it is also their, you know, tied for their second best, tied for their best mark of the season. For the record, they have not been above 500 all year long. They've been at 500, at 4-4, at 12-12, at 17-17, at 24-24. And 29-29, but this is the longest break between 500 records. You know, they played 30 games since then. They're 15-15, but they had to climb all the way back down from the depth. So they could win on Sunday. If they do, that'll be the first time all year that they are above 500. But it also throws into chaos like plans for the trade deadline and the rest of the season. You know, there's been this argument brewing on Braves Twitter and across the blogosphere about whether the Braves should buy or sell or do nothing at the deadline. And we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. But clearly this, at least in my mind, this injury sends the Braves at least away from buying, in my view. Now, could they still do that? Certainly. You know, if they stay hot the next couple of days and weeks, they're only 4 games back of the Mets right now. And also, the Braves have the best run differential in the National League East, which is funny. I think most of that's because they have a couple of very lopsided wins. But it all sort of comes out in the wash, I guess, at the end of the day. But the Braves could buy. But right now, if you look at the roster, it is pretty tough to argue that without Ronald Acuña, this team is a big playoff threat this season. You know, it's baseball. Anything can happen. That's always worth saying. But I've made the point before that even with Ronnie, they were kind of having some roster issues dating back to the losses of Soroka and Darnold and Ozuna. And now they're even more shorthanded. So it's tough to argue that they're in a great spot to make this run. But at the same time, there are some positive updates recently on Travis Darnold and Oscar Ynoa, et cetera. So I would say, just long story short, it is hard for me to see the Braves actively buying right now, but maybe they want to do that to replace Ronnie. But the outfield is a mess at the moment, to put it very kindly. There are some talented options, and the Braves have gotten a lot of quality production from like Ebrahim Almonte and Guillermo Heredia, guys that were not supposed to be making a big contribution to this team this year. They've been able to get some production out of those guys. But if you take Ronnie away and look at the outfield, Ronnie and Ozuna, I suppose, and look at the outfield production, the leading player in plate appearances is Heredia, who has a, you know, he's actually been pretty solid. And then you go into Almonte, again, been pretty solid. Both of guys are still sub 800 OPS guys, though, nothing huge. And then you go to Ender, you have Pache in the minors still. You have Adrianza that could play out there a little bit. But at the, you know, all, long story short, they cannot replace Ronald Acuña. That's the pretty much the moral of the story here. He is an irreplaceable player. Could they do something in the future to act and maybe paper over the absence potentially? But a conflicting time, because the biggest story by far is the absence of Ronnie. And we wish him the best in the recovery. And I hope that he gets well soon and also comes back in full force. I know he'll work very, very hard to do that. And I think the positive side here would be that he is so young, and ACL injuries are not career-threatening, knock on wood, usually at this point in time. The science has advanced to the fact where ACL injuries, they'll knock you out for a year, but they're usually, they're usually not hugely impactful moving forward. So that would be the hope. He can come back in a year and be the best player in baseball, or close to it once again. So many more thoughts coming in the near future on this injury and on the Braves' fallout, but they're going to need more from everybody to make this team what they want it to be in the near future. But for now, Ronald Acuna out for the season. No All-Star game, all that stuff for him, and we'll have plenty more on the feed. One more time, I want to plug Road to Atlanta, our other podcast, the Minor League Focus podcast hosted by Eric and friends. Is going to have a big week ahead of them with regard to the MLB draft, which actually begins tonight as I record this. Sunday night is the first round, and they'll have reactions to whatever the Braves do on this feed. That is also worth noting. In addition to that, we'll have myself and someone else sometime during the All-Star break to sort of preview the second half, talk about what happened in the first half, maybe more reflections on Ronald Acuna, etc. So thanks for listening. As always, everybody, it's going to be pretty short, but I want to at least get something on the feed here from me. You can hear my voice. I have not been on in a little bit. But here we are, and we'll have much more to come on the Talking Chop podcast.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis, because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday, and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.